Welcome to the Canadian Basketball Show, your go-to spot for the latest news, stories, and analysis on Canadian basketball. I'm your host, Lee Ben Osman. I just got back from Augusta, Georgia, watching the Nike EYBL Peach Jam. I spent like 5 days out there. Obviously, first at Vegas, flying in from Vegas to Summer League to watch some of Canada's rising prospects. And one of those players is Scarborough's own Jordan Charles, who is a guest on this week's episode of the Canadian Basketball Show. Jordan just wrapped up a stellar tournament run at the FIBA U19 World Cup, playing up. And he led Canada in scoring and assists. And I got to chat with him for over 40 minutes about his journey, how he ended up making that team, and his college recruitment, which has been picking up. A lot of teams now getting into the mix after Jordan's run at the FIBA U19 World Cup. We recorded in a hotel that they were staying at. And sadly, there was some audio issues in the first minute-ish. But after that, it gets a lot better. That's my bad. I didn't realize how low I put his mic at the beginning until after we started recording. So yeah, there's some small issues like throughout. But where we were in a hotel, I don't want to give out the hotel we were staying at, but a lot of noise were happening while we were recording that. So this is my fault. And I think this happens too when you're on the road podcasting, right? But you got to deal with this kind of stuff. But I really enjoyed this interview with Jordan. I feel like he opened up a lot. You can tell how confident of a guy he is. Really funny too. I'll give him that. Just outside of his love for Osmos, which we got to talk about. I don't know what they're feeding this next generation of kids, but Osmos, I don't know what it is, but all the kids love Osmos. So yeah, but other than that, great chat with my guy Jordan. I got to watch him and his squad AZ Unity and a bunch of other Canadians that are on that roster. And yeah, it was a very fun week in Augusta. I also got to watch Tyler Ennis, his younger brother, Tylon. He got hurt in the last game that I watched, but he picked up an offer to the University of San Diego. And I feel like he's going to start blowing up soon. The guy just plays the right way and has a lot of potential. So if you're not on Tyler Ennis's younger brother, you don't know about the family lineage, man. You got to get up to date because the Ennis family, man, they produce talent. Another name that was playing in Arizona. I kind of just want to go through some of the guys that I watch and give you some, like, I'm not a scout, like I've said before, but guys that I've seen and I think are kind of picking up steam, just talking to scouts, talking to people in the NBA and people on the college scene that are looking at these players. Lyrus Robinson is another name, a guy that I'm surprised is not being talked about enough. Last time I checked, he's now up to 19 NCAA offers in the class of 2027. Probably the least talked about Canadian guy. He's been in the States for a while now. His dad lives in Houston, legendary player. Yeah, I think he's a name that I expect to be part of Canada's FIBA U18 team next year. So Lyrus Robinson, if you guys don't know, man, just search him up. The guy is picking up steam. Also got to catch up with the legend, Hakeem Olajuwon, and watch his sons play. It was finally, obviously I did the story on Hakeem's son, Aziz, playing for Canada, how it all happened. And I spoke to Hakeem for the story. And then I actually got to chat with Hakeem personally and be like, hey, I'm Lee Ben Osman. So, it was great just to chat with him. Aziz got an offer to Houston, the place where Hakeem made a name for himself and then ended up going number one in the draft. It was great to just chat with Hakeem. I could see just watching him like a proud father watching from the sidelines. He's also just like any other AAU parent, always like saying, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Like it's cool. It's wholesome. And Aziz has a younger brother, Malik, who's also still, I feel like, coming along. Once he, I feel like, gets his body right, just like his brother Aziz, man, he could be a special talent, does all the little things. I think he's also a guy that Canada wants in their FIBA U18 team. So fun to catch up with the Olajuwon family. Some other guys I want to shout out. I mentioned the AZ Unity team, Miles Sattler. We had him on the podcast in May. Came back from injury, I think, about a month ago or and it looked like, for me, I don't know, it looked like he got bigger and stronger, but hasn't really lost a step. Miles is still a guy that I think everyone in Canada knows. So he's picking up steam too, I feel like, now. It was good to see him back on the court. And I watched Paul Osururi, a a guy that is probably Canada's next best prospect. ESPN has him number two in the class of 2027. He was dealing with a shoulder injury, so I only got to watch him play parts of one game because I got there on Wednesday. And yeah, it was Paul is a guy that I think a lot of people, like, he has all the tools to be a really good NBA player. So there was an NBA executive that I chatted with that said they were eager to watch him play, but obviously didn't get the chance to. I'm trying to think of other names. But I also want to shout out to the Canada Elite guys, U15 team. They won the Under Armour circuit for their age group. Isaiah Hamilton and those guys, Kenyon St. Louis, who just picked up an offer from Florida State. The 2028 class is looking good, man. And so I want to shout out those guys at Canada Elite doing their thing on the Under Armour circuit. And other news in Canada basketball, Canada's FIBA U19 women's team, I think, had a really disappointing finish at the World Cup in the Czech. This was a team I expected to medal and potentially give a U.S. a run for their money, but lost two tough games against Australian semifinals and then Spain for bronze. This team on paper should have medaled when you think about it. They had Silas Swords. They have Avery Howell, who I thought played amazing in the tournament. They had Jasmine Basco. I do think Canada's bigs weren't as great as I expected. I think that was probably their weakness. I do know there was initially hesitations to have Silas play for the senior women's team, but I think that team desperately needed her help, so that's why she ended up going there, and obviously they end up winning bronze. But I don't know what went wrong there. I feel like we got to figure out what went wrong there. I do think a lot of the people on that team, Marlo Davis and company, Steve Bauer, the president of the women's program, I think they're probably disappointed too. So this was probably, I think, was probably their best chance at taking down the U.S. in a long time. Pretty disappointing. But obviously, you know, you can't dwell on all the negatives. But let me know what you guys think. How big of a failure was this for Canada not to medal at the FIBA U19 World Cup? Is it something big? Is it something that we should be talking about, making a big deal? Because what I do think is, like, a lot of times we dwell about it for a day or two and then we move on. But I want to talk about what went right, what went wrong, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, let me know your guys' thoughts on the FIBA U19 World Cup. Because before that semifinals game against Australia, everything was going right. Everything was going right. So let me know what you guys think. Speaking of Canada basketball, the president and CEO Michael Bartlett will be jumping on this podcast in the next week or two. Still figuring out the day, I think. But this is your chance. I'm going to give you guys a chance as the listener, as the audience. If you have a pressing question that you want Michael Bartlett, the president and the CEO of Canada Basketball, to answer, this is your chance. A specific question, if you have that on the program that you're dying to get an answer about, reach out and I'll ask you. I'll make sure to ask it. As long as it's not something crazy and, like, disrespectful, I will ask your questions. Send us an email at thecanadianbasketballshow@gmail.com. Hit me up personally if you have a question on Twitter or DM. All I need is a first name. Just tell me your first name and the question that you have, whether it's on the program, and anything you have, like, a pressing question on, just about how things are run with the national team. So I'm hoping Bartlett can answer those questions. We'll probably talk a lot about the FIBA America Cup men's coming up. I'll probably ask him about the FIBA U19 team and his thoughts on that. Global Jam, obviously, right around the corner. So Bartlett coming on the podcast. So guys, send us your questions, and DMs on Instagram are probably the best way, at the Canadian Basketball Show. Hit us up on IG. And then just mentioning about the FIBA America Cup, the men's team, there's been some whispers I've heard from just chatting with people about, I've mentioned this before, about Canada having NBA guys on the roster. I've heard three names as of now that are, might be confirmed, might be close to confirmed. There could be more names, but I've heard three names. I've heard three names. I don't want to go on the record and say it because in a month from the tournament, I believe the tournament starts like August 22nd, August 23rd, around that time. a lot could change. Like, knock on wood, no injuries, schedule changes for some of these guys. It's also pretty close to like NBA training camp around that time when it starts, right? But I'll just say, like, I've heard of three guys, but not to give it away and also not to have you all thinking of like, who could this be? I'll just say it's not like the biggest names in Canadian basketball that I've heard. Obviously, we know the Shays, the Jamal Murrays, the Andrew Nembhards. Those guys are not going to play that kind of basketball. We said that prior, but even some of the rising stars, I haven't heard those names. But it could be in the mix. Maybe it could be in the mix. I'm not too sure about that because, but the names that I've heard, I think I'll give you this little hint. From what I've heard, I think fit pretty well in terms of roles and what they could bring to a FIBA style AmeriCup roster. Yeah, I feel like I've said too much already because who knows? This could be some of these names and it could be more. It could be more than three. It could be five. It could be six. I personally don't want to see that kind of stuff. I personally want to see like three or four guys get prioritized, but who knows, man? Roland Bear, I saw him at Summer League. I'll be real with you. I saw him at Summer League watching games. So he's probably trying to lock down those FIBA AmeriCup players on Canada. And from conversations that I've had with people, it's like a lot of times is they're telling these guys, these NBA guys, these Canadian NBA guys, that if you want to play in the Olympics, if you want to play in the World Cup, especially for the young guys, you got to play in the AmeriCup. That's kind of like the pathway that Canada basketball is taking from what I've heard. Is it a good strategy? I don't know. Who knows? Because like I've said before, like if Zach Edey tells me I'm not playing until the Olympics, of course, Zach Edey, whatever you say, I am not making you suit up until you feel ready to. And obviously Zach Edey's hurt now, so he's probably not even close to, like he's not going to be a factor in this. But yeah, like I wonder though, is it Shannon Sharp going to play? I don't know. Those type of guys, I really don't know, to be honest with you. But if you've heard me talk about names before, but I'll just say the names that I'm hearing about are on the lesser sides of like the well-known Canadian NBA guys. I'll just say that for certain. But maybe when Bartlett comes on, I'll get him on the record to reveal some names. Who knows? Maybe I'll get him to talk about it and see if he'll give us a name or two. But I'm excited to be back in Toronto, be back in the city. There's a lot of stuff happening. Ball Don't Stop, I feel like, is bringing a pro-am run to Toronto Metropolitan University. I hear a lot of some private runs happening. So a lot of basketball in the city. Global Jam, like I mentioned. And I feel like we have some good guests coming on, some good guests, some big guests maybe. So a lot of scheduling stuff we're going to be trying to figure out. But a good time to be back, I feel like, in the city. Toronto Summer's always undefeated. But let me bring you that interview with, I feel like, one of Canada's rising prospects, Jordan Charles from Scarborough, very own. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Canadian Basketball Show. I'm joined by one of the best point guards coming out of Canada. Just wrapped up an elite run at the FIBA U19 World Cup in Switzerland. My guy, Jordan Charles. How you doing, brother?
What's going on? I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah? How's Augusta treating you?
Not too bad. It's pretty good.
But yeah, just came back from the FIBA U19, like I mentioned, in Switzerland. Finished fifth with Canada. I'm kind of like, I don't think that was fifth. To me, it was like, just because the brackets, the way it shaked out, you obviously face USA in the quarterfinals, which I feel like should have been at least a semifinals matchup, but we'll get into that in a bit. But how would you describe the whole experience in Switzerland?
It was, I'm not going to lie, it was actually pretty good. It was actually nice. Switzerland, it was super hot. Like, there was no AC. I think AC's banned in, like, rooms or hotels or something. Damn. Like that. Yeah.
So y'all are fighting for your life.
Yeah. People were buying fans over there.
Yeah.
It was way too hot.
Did you get one?
Nah, dude, I was struggling. I'm not gonna lie. I was struggling.
Yeah.
But other than that, like the basketball side of it, it was pretty good. Like the atmosphere in the gym, it was nice. There wasn't a lot of fans, but like only like a certain part. Every game was sold out because you can't buy the whole arena. So it was pretty good from there.
And like I said, like the way they do the brackets to me is kind of weird. There's no reason why you should be facing USA in the quarterfinals, but Before we get into that, take me through the process into making that team for people wondering. There was a mini camp, Easter camp in April. Mm-hmm. I think you were there.
Yeah.
But take me through the whole process in terms of trying out to the FIBA, for the FIBA U19 team and making it. And when was the first call that you got called up for FIBA U19?
Okay. So basically, Team Canada is just like, you could pay money to get inside the camp. So,
because you played U17.
Yeah, I played U17. So I don't have to, they already like watch me. They already like know my game. So yeah. I didn't have to do that camp. So I didn't do that camp. And then we went to the Easter camp.
Yeah.
And then we went to a different camp. And basically, like, they be cutting people every single day.
Yeah, that's tough. I've been seeing it, man. People sitting on the bleachers.
Yeah, evaluating people every single day. That's pretty much it. And then after they get to their down, they get down to, like, 15 people.
Yeah.
And then after, we fly to France.
Yeah.
And then they just evaluate people over there, and then they cut three people.
I'll be honest. Throughout the whole process, I was like, when I got to 15, I'm like, is Jordan Charles going to make this team? Just because I'm like, the U18 team last year, obviously you weren't part of it. Mm-hmm. And it seems like sometimes Canada wants like continuity. They want the roster that they had last year, kind of make similar guys.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm hoping they bring some young blood that can, you know, like push a pace the way you play basketball.
Yeah.
What did they like about you? Can you tell me just about what they told you about what they liked about what you were going to bring for Canada at this FIBA U19?
They said so basically, like, we get role cards. Mm-hmm. Like, they list us off, and then they name us. It's basically like a nickname. Basically.
Okay. What's your nickname?
My nickname was Microwave. Oh my
God. Microwave?
Yeah. So once I start going, like, you can't stop me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So basically, that was like my role, just control the game. But when it's there, score the ball.
Take over.
And then... Yeah. Once I start, I can't stop.
What other nicknames were there?
There was like Engine. There was
who got that?
Engine, I think, was Adriel.
Okay.
Adriel got Engine. Army Swift Knife or something like that.
Yeah.
Jayon got that.
Yeah. That's Jayon perfectly. He does everything.
Yeah. And then there was like some other ones I can't really remember though.
Yeah. Microwave. I feel like that perfectly describes you. When you get hot, man, I'm like, this brother's not missing, especially against that Slovenia game. Yeah. The U.S. game.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about the process in terms of trying out, because it's funny, because I was talking to, who was I talking to? Aziz Olajuwon, mm-hmm. who made the team. He was saying, like, obviously they flew in from Houston. And like you said, obviously you're known to camp, so, like, you don't have to, they have to fly themselves out. They have to come out and, like, actually try out for the team.
Yeah.
But you're in the system.
Yeah.
When did Canada first ever reach out to you to ever even be part of Canada basketball? Because remember, it goes back to the, what, U16 days?
Yeah, U16. But it's even earlier than that because I went to the junior thing with Team Canada. I actually made the team. It was like, I didn't really make the team, but it's just like, because we're juniors, we can't really do anything yet.
Yeah.
So it's just like we training with everyone.
What age is this?
I think it was grade 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
Grade 8. And then ever since, they just like kept hitting me up. Kayla, obviously, and Scott Boogie just kept hitting me up. And then that's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, you obviously, we talk about the last roster cuts. Were there nerves? Was there like, obviously you guys are competing, I'm guessing competing against guys that you kind of grew up with, you know, also I'm guessing that's competitive, but then also, I don't know, I was kind of, I'm like, I'm hoping you make the team just because I know you, what you proved out in the U19, what you can do. What was the thought process for you about like, am I going to make this team? Was it nerves? Like, tell me the whole, like, what were you going through?
I'm not even going to lie.
Did you think you were going to cut at one point?
Nah, you can ask Charles. You can ask Charles.
Fort Erie, now going to Pacific head coach. Yeah,
you can ask him. Before, like, we are in the final 20 or something like that, or 15.
Yeah.
And then I was asking him, I'm like, yo, am I going to get cut? Like, am I really going to get cut? Because I thought I was going to get cut because I don't even know. Like, I was hooping. I was doing a little bit, but at the start, like, I wasn't really locked in for real. So, like the first 2 days or day, I wasn't really playing that good. And then after, once I switched my mind, like, I was just hooping from there. But, like, after the tournament was done, they're like, yo, if you didn't switch, you would have been cut.
Yeah.
That's what they told me. So I'm like, wow, that's crazy how I just switched now.
What switched?
I don't even know, like, because... I was talking to Charles. I'm like, yo, am I going to get cut? And he's just like, yo, go out there and hoop. Like, never know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? So after that, I just switched, and then I was just hooping from there.
Yeah. What was France like? You guys were there for exhibition games, yeah.
France, it was all right. Everyone speaks French.
Yeah, you don't speak French? Parlez en français?
Come on. Nah, I don't speak French.
Man, we gotta teach you, man. I want to extend in French. Even though my French is kind of poor, we'll put you on.
I need
get you
that
to come back.
Because Spain, where did we go again? Yeah, we went
France.
France and then Switzerland.
Yeah.
We only speak French.
French. Yeah.
I was lost sometimes.
You didn't learn from Olivier Roux?
He's not really a teacher, but like he'll just like speak for us though. You know what I mean? Because like he's the only him and Adriel and then Tristan were the only three that knew.
Tristan speaks
French. Yeah, he went to French immersion, he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Never knew about that. Obviously when you make the team, what's going through your mind in terms of like obviously you get to Switzerland? What are you looking to showcase? Just tell me about that.
I just showcase my skills just because like this is a big opportunity to play with the best of the best from every country. You know what I mean? So just showcase my skills really. Cause like in Arizona, I obviously moved to Arizona to like showcase my skills. Cause Canada, we don't really get like a lot of opportunities, you know what I mean? In front of big eyes and stuff like that. So just showcase everything I got and that I can compete with the best of the best.
I feel like there's so many scouts out there. Probably almost like, I feel like every college program.
Yeah. There was not every single one, but like there was like definitely some high majors over there.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the offers that you picked up while you're out there. You're also I think one of the youngest on the teams, no?
Yeah, I think I was like the third youngest or something like that. Yeah.
Where does this kind of rank up in terms of what you've accomplished at a young age? I feel like we talked about FIBA U17 prior, not on this podcast. I was going to ask you, which experience was better, FIBA U17 or U19? Oh, is it tough?
That's kind of hard because I actually messed up my boy, Chris Chang, the coach of U17. He was nice. He let me rock for real.
Yeah.
You know, me and him have a great relationship. We both from Scarborough, so.
Scarborough?
Yeah. So, like, we had that connection, but Ramon, he was a pretty good coach. He's not bad. He was letting me do my thing. Charles, obviously. Not Dwayne, what's his name? Yeah. What's his name? Coach Bramble.
Yeah.
Coach Bramble, we both from Scarborough too. That was pretty nice. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, Coach Bramble, we go way back because we played on the same team on Team Ontario.
Yeah.
So he was my coach there. He was just letting me do my thing. He was talking me through it. It was nice. I'll probably say
was it
U17 though?
Okay, let's see. Cause you kind of went out a bit. I was like, U17. Like, why U17?
Cause like,
is it the air conditioning in Switzerland that kind of threw you off?
Nah, U17 was just like, I want my like my
dogs,
boys.
Yeah,
like, I want my boys like Miles, obviously Malik, Paul. Like I was with my boys over there. Like obviously U19, I was with my boys too. But like, I just felt more like home for U17.
Yeah.
So
tell me, the game against the U.S., very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you guys give them the best run for their money. They steamrolled everybody else. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you guys gave them their best shot? And like, we talk about the 47 free throws, man. That's kind of insane.
Yeah, 47 free throws. The refs were on one at the end of the game. I'm not going to lie. They shot like 15 to 20 free throws just at the end of the game within like 5 minutes left.
Yeah, they're treating AJ like he was Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
Crazy,
shout
bro.
Out to Shea.
I know. But the game was like, I feel like we got the closest because when you see that you're playing USA, everyone's like, oh, yeah, we're going to lose. You know what I mean? Because like, it's the best team. You know what I mean? But we just had a different mindset. We're like, oh, yeah, we're definitely not going to lose. Like, we're going to win this stuff for real. You know what I mean? So we just changed our mindset. Coach Ramon, everyone was just like believing in us. You know what I mean? And we just had to. And obviously, we have great pieces. Like, paper, we're not a bad team. Like, we have good pieces. We have people going Division One. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I feel like we just competed out there, had a different mindset, and we were close.
You know? Yeah. How close do you feel like the gap is between USA basketball and Canada?
I'm not going to lie. This is real. It's like we're not that far off. It's just like they have a lot of players. So, like, every 5 good players the USA have, we have like 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they just have way more people.
Yeah.
So like, it's just like, it's not far off. They just have a lot of players.
Yeah. And when I talk to people, it's like Canada, the development for Canadian players takes a bit of time. Like guys aren't like the AJs right away.
Yeah, but they become late bloomers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Because like the USA's bodies are already developed. I don't know how. I don't know what they be doing.
I'm about to say Unistates now. What can you tell me? Is it the food?
I don't even know because my body hasn't developed like crazy like I see over there. Yeah. So I don't even know. But because when they're, bro, I don't even know if they come out the womb like strong because mans are strong over there. But yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah. But. Came off the bench for Canada, but were the leading scorer, top facilitator, averaging 13 points, 4.9 assists per game. How would you describe the tournament for yourself?
It was actually a very good tournament, a very good showcase, actually. Like, I actually showcased my skills that I could compete with the rest of the best, obviously. And obviously, like, I just got to give credit to my coaches. Like, they actually trusted in me. They let me do my thing out there. They trust me in late game situations. So that's pretty much it.
That three ball against AJ, man, that celebration. I posted a clip on TikTok. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, I seen that.
And, like, I put some music behind it, and then it went viral. I think it has, like, over, I don't know how much views now, but go tap it if you're not tapped in on TikTok at Canadian Basketball Show. But tell me that celebration, too. Is it the Jalen Brunson celebration?
Nah, I'm not going to lie. Nah, Jalen Brunson did it. Yeah. But just, like, when I score, I just do whatever I want. Because, like, you can't tell me anything. I put the ball in the hoop. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So you gave that brother death stare. Huh? You gave that brother death stare.
Yeah, I had to. He's number one in the country. So, like, I'm trying to take that spot, obviously. So, you know, it's always a chippy game. So, I have to do a little celebration. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny, too, because I feel like that kind of energy, it's needed against a team like the U.S.,
for
right?
For sure. For sure. You need every single energy playing one of the best teams in the country, obviously. If so, the best team in the country. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Slovenia game, let's talk about that, too. I feel like that was kind of your coming out party, too. 27 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Yeah. And I feel like you willed Canada, like, back in it at one point. You guys were down, I feel like, almost like 20. Tell me about that game and what was going through your mind. I feel like everyone's like, oh, man, this might be the end of, like, honestly, if you guys lost that game, it would have been better because you guys would have been on another opposite side. Back.
Yeah.
You came, you ended up beating them. And tell me about that game.
So I'm just going to go back to, like, the first game we played China. And, like, my mindset was just like, yo, just, like, let's make the team win. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let's win as a team. So, like, I wasn't really trying to score a lot. You know, I was just trying to facilitate. I think I had, like, 6 or 7 assists that game. Just trying to facilitate. And then after, I went to the next game, and my mindset changed. I'm like, bro, we only won to China by, like, 6 or 10 points, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, if I don't score the ball, we're not going to win by a lot. So then I went straight to the rim. I think I had to my, like, 10 points. And then after, I was just feeling it from there. Like, once, remember my name, my nickname is Microwave. Once I hit one, it's hard to stop me going. So I think I finished with like 20, 27 or 29, something like that.
Yeah. Who gives out those nicknames?
I think it's Meek. Yeah. Meek's be giving the nicknames. Yeah. I don't know how he comes up with the nicknames, but he be giving the nicknames.
It's certified though.
Yeah. Even like the coaching staff have nicknames and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nickname? Well, give me one. What was Charles' nickname?
Charles was just like, no, I don't think Charles had one. I think Kayla had K Money.
Okay. That's dope.
She's just like with like everything, you know, she's just the director.
Yeah.
So
if I told you a few years ago that you'd be playing in the FIBA World Cup for 17s and 19s, what would you say? Like, say I told you that at like 15 years old.
I don't even know. I'll probably be like, what do you mean? Because, like, I didn't think I would get this far in basketball because I was obviously good, but, like, I wasn't the greatest. You know what I mean? There was obviously people better than me. Stuff like that, but I don't even know how I'll react. I'll just be shocked, to be honest. I'll just be shocked. I'll be like, what? Mm-hmm. No way. You know what I mean?
Let's go through your upbringing, man. I feel like I remember you telling me you grew up in Chester Lee, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Chester Lee, not Cleveland. what was that like growing up there?
It was kind of hectic because like there was like shootings almost every single day. It was just way different from where I live right now. It was just like more of the hood. Mm-hmm. It was actually like the hood, the trenches for had to make it out. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm guessing that motivated you, huh?
For sure. For sure, 100%. It motivated me a lot because obviously I'm trying to put my name on the map, but also support for my family too. So it was hard coming out of Chesedea.
You moved schools in grade 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? So take me the whole journey.
So I was with United Slices Academy, I think from grade 8 to grade 11, or grade 10, I think. And then who called me? Then I played U16 Canada basketball. And then I think Mike George seen me at Paul. And then he's like, oh, yeah, we need him over here. And then Mike George called me. He's like, yo, we have an opportunity for you, you know, in Arizona.
What was your reaction?
I was just like, whoa, I don't know if I could do Arizona because it's like my first time moving from home.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whoa, I don't even know. But like, obviously, this is way better opportunity. So much eyes watching you in the States. But damn, I was just like, wow, no way. Should I really do this? And I had to talk with my family. And then they're like, oh, yeah, it's just better for you. You know what I mean? Obviously, we're going to miss you at home and stuff like that. But it's just better for you. So I did it. And then here I am.
Yeah. I was going to ask, what was it like moving away from home? What did you miss?
I'm not gonna lie, like the first week I was like a little homesick. I'm like, yeah, I want to go back home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Once you're in, like, you just can't stop. Like, you can't go back. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, yo, I just have to thug it through. And then I was thugging it through, getting in the gym, and it obviously got me better. I feel like my game grown so much just in between these 1-2 years. Mm-hmm. I feel like I got way, way better.
In what aspects would you say?
Just like IQ, I got a lot better. I feel like I make not perfect decisions, but like a good amount of good decisions. You know what I mean? I feel like my shooting got a lot better. I feel like my jump shot's pretty consistent. Obviously, it has to be better. My left hand got better. My handles got better. Just like my defense, that's a main aspect. People underestimate me. My defense is actually pretty good. I be guarding top players in the country, I'm telling you. My defense is actually pretty good.
I'll give you that because I feel like in the game I was watching yesterday, I feel like they're subbing you back in for defense.
Yeah. We be doing offense-defense thing, but yeah.
Would you say that was the case like a year ago?
Nah, they'll be subbing me for offense. They'll be like, yo, you control the game, da-da-da-da. But, you know, it's just different because my defense improves so much.
Yeah. Difference between Toronto and Arizona, what would you say is the biggest difference? Outside the weather.
Yeah. Obviously, the weather is crazy in Arizona. It's so hot. I'll say it's more crazy in Canada.
What do you mean?
It's just like buses are going, people are walking, there's junkies on the road. Yeah. Like, it's just way more crazy.
Yeah.
But like Arizona is just more calm. Like there's only cars. Sometimes you don't even see cars on the road. Like, it's just so more calm.
It's quiet. It's like suburban. Yeah.
And plus, like I live in Scottsdale. Yeah. You know what I mean? So. It just
it was just good.
it's calm.
Yeah,
like there's nothing crazy going on. Like I don't even hear sirens.
Yeah,
like it's just so calm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Different. Yeah, completely different. I remember you telling me too how you started playing basketball because of your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about how that all started?
Basically, my dad got my brother into basketball, and then I was into basketball. I was just addicted from there, and that's pretty much it. Cause like. My brother would just motivate me every single day. He's like, yo, you got to be the best player you can be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So every day I'll be doing workouts in the house, you know, the trench workouts,
yeah.
You know, the push-ups, the sit-ups, all the trench workouts. I bought a little treadmill. I used to run every single day, run the block too. It was just different. But that's that trench work. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling me too, I remember your dad used to play 2K.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that like? What was his team?
I'm not sure what his team. Oh, Kobe, for sure. Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah.
He used to use Kobe and Shaq every single day. You love Kobe and Shaq. Yeah. That's why my brother's name's Kobe. Oh. It's like, you know, he named him off Kobe. And then my brother named me Jordan because Michael Jordan. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my brother was young, too. I don't know how he knew about Michael Jordan, but he named me Jordan. And then, yeah, he used to love playing 2K on my dad.
Yeah.
He loved playing 2K.
How influential was he?
Very influential. He was like, cause like he used to play basketball in high school and stuff like that, run track a little bit, but yeah, he was very influential. Cause like he got my brother into basketball. He just loved the sport of basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to motivate me every single day.
Who wins the ones now between you and your brother?
Pardon?
Who wins the one-on-ones?
I'm not even gonna lie. At the start, he was beating me.
Yeah.
He was beating me. And then once like grade 10, 11 hit.
Yeah.
Then it was kind of close.
Yeah.
And then now I feel like I'm better than him. I feel
now?
Like, yeah.
Would he say the same thing? What if I asked him, yo, who wins? He would say you?
He'll be, obviously he's gonna be confident in himself, but like, we just have to run it. You know what I mean? You just have to run it.
Yeah. Do you guys have similar games at all?
Similar games now? Nah. I don't say so. Yeah. Cause I'm more like controlled pace. I'm like a point guard. You know what I mean? He's more like a shooting guard.
I was gonna say, if for people that don't know your game, what's your scouting report for Jordan Charles? How would you describe your game?
Scouting report. Unguardable.
Yeah.
Unguardable. Nah, but like, I'm like more calm, more relaxed. But like, at times, if you give me the opportunity, if you give me the space and stuff like that, I'm a get going. You know what I mean? I'm a pick up the pace. So I just like control the pace of the game. That's basically it.
Yeah. Any player comps that people give you?
People gave me Trae Young.
Okay.
Who do people give me? Andrew Nembhard.
I seen that. Do you see that? I don't know if I see that.
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. People give me Andrew Nembhard. I'm like, what? I don't see that. But yeah. If people see it, then they see it. So
people say Delano Banton, but I think it's because you guys look like
him.
Yeah, because
people say I look like him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Me personally, I don't think I look like him, but when I have the braids down, like the Cosmo braids, yeah, we look alike. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anybody other player comps that I have for you, but you're unique. I feel like I don't want to put you down to one player, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's talk about your what you've been honing in on. Talking about, you say you feel like you've made a lot of progress in the last year or two.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel like is the biggest thing that has translated since coming over to the States?
I feel like my defense and my shot.
Yeah.
Because my defense obviously like wasn't the greatest, obviously. I used to be a pylon. I'm not gonna lie. I used to be a pylon. But now like I really just like took in like, yo, to go to college, to go to Division I, you have to play defense. You have to guard your own position that you can play.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a lot of nice point guards. So I have to guard nice point guards.
What is that though? Is it like watching film? Is it getting in the gym and just like working on your the way you're able to move from side to side? Like tell me what goes into becoming a better defender for yourself.
Mm. So I'm not gonna lie. Like, obviously, people think, yo, I'm just going to go to the gym, do defensive slides, da-da-da-da-da, and, like, just work on my defense. Obviously, this film, that's a great thing. Like, you could watch and be like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have gave him middle this time. Next time, I'm going to cut off his middle. But me personally, I feel like just guarding people. Like, if you actually guard and try guarding, obviously, one or two times, you're going to get shifted. You're going to get beat sometimes. But if you actually guard good players and stuff like that, because like every single day I go against Rakeem, Miles, the top people in Canada, and like just working on your defense against them is going to get you better at defense. You just have to go through it. I feel like just doing drills and stuff like that is obviously going to get you quicker, you know, thing, but like actually guarding someone is actually going to get you better at defense.
Yeah, iron sharpens iron, and effort, just like what you're talking about. A year ago, I feel like when we're talking to you around this time, you only had one offer.
Yeah.
Old Dominion, you're telling me about.
Yeah.
Now, like, if nobody has seen, go check your Instagram. I feel like there's so many offers, so many interests.
Yeah.
What's that been like in the last year? Can you take me through it all, like, what the recruitment has been like?
So, at Old Dominion, what was it? Grade 10, yeah. I think, before going to Arizona. And then after I went to Arizona, I picked up UC Santa Barbara and ASU.
Yeah.
I got UC Santa Barbara and EYBL last year, and then ASU at the end of EYBL. So, boom, I got those two. And then after, I had a lot of interest coming into the next year. And then I played U19. I got interest from U17 too. A lot of interest from that.
Yeah.
And then I just kept that interest. They're interested in me the whole way. And then U19... got me, I think, 5 more offers. Stonehill, Long Island, South Florida, I have Murray State, say Bonaventure. I have those.
Shout out to Woj.
Yeah, I have those five. He actually texted me. He's like, yo, I'd like to offer you a scholarship to the school.
What's that like getting an offer from him? The guy that breaks the news. He's yeah. kind of retired now, but you know what?
Yeah. It was kind of fun talking to him. Yeah. It was nice. But yeah, that's how it was. It was just like the U19 really just kicked up my recruitment, you know.
Did you feel like we're going into the tournament, like, I'm going to do my thing and these offers are about to come?
I didn't have that mindset. My mindset was just like, yo, just go kill everyone in front of me. You know what I mean? Because if I kill everyone in front of me, then the coaches are going to look at me kill the person in front of me. And obviously, if they're good, I'm going to take their offer. You know what I mean? That's just what my mindset into it. Just kill the person in front of you. So I didn't go into the thing saying, yeah, I'm going to get all these offers. But if you have the mindset, yo, I'm going to kill someone in front of me, then you should be good.
Yeah. Are the schools like, what's it like now? Are they texting you? Or they like, yo, Jordan, man, great game at the EYBL. Like, what's that like?
Yeah.
Who's the most calm? Who's talking to you the most right now?
I'll probably say Murray State. Murray State be talking to me every single day.
I can see you there.
Yeah, Murray State be talking to me every single day. They be texting my phone, calling me. Even they be watching the EYBL games too.
I seen them yesterday.
Yeah, they be talking to me. And then obviously like just other coaches that I don't have offer from, just interest. He texts me, though, great game at EYBL. Because it's PGM now. There's a lot of coaches, a lot of eyes watching.
Yeah.
So a lot of coaches are hitting me up from this. So hopefully I'll get some more.
Yeah. Did you have like a dream school growing up, or like school program that you're like, I would love to go there, or style of play that you like?
Style of play? I just want to go to a school that really just like molds around their point guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you trust their point guard and mold and let the point guard control the game and control the team, I'll go to the school. Just like, you know what I mean? But I feel like, obviously when I was young, Duke was the dream school.
Yeah.
Because like that's like everyone's dream school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now I don't really have a dream school. Like I just want to go to a school that moves around their point guard pretty much. Yeah.
Best fit. Whatever best fits for
best
you.
Best fits for me. Yeah.
Yeah. When do you see yourself like making a decision? Like I'm guessing, I was talking to Miles. He's like, I might wait it out. I might, who knows, like obviously with the transfer. What are your thoughts on NIL?
Talking about that.
Everyone entering the portal, man.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's just like, you have to really get your name out there. Because if you get your name out there, the more money you're going to get. You know what I mean? Like if you're a 4-star, 3-star, 5-star, you're going to get way more money than under a 0-star. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to really put your name out there and you have to be liked. If you're liked, more fans are going to be out there and more fans is more money. You know what I mean? So I actually like NIL. And yeah.
What you spending that money on? If say that NIL hits the bank account, what's the first purchase for Jordan Charles?
The first thing I'm going to do, the first check I'm going to save. First check.
You're going to save what? Save it?
Save it. Yeah. First check. I'm going to go on.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it. And then second one, I'm definitely going to get the family right.
Okay.
I have to get the family right.
Yeah.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
And then from there, just like, I'm not really a big spender. Yeah. I'm not into like fat.
So you're not shave. You're not shave.
Yeah, I'm not into all that stuff. Like I could dress, obviously. I just put on something calm, nothing crazy, but I'm more like comfy. You know what I mean? So I'm not really like a flashy guy.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, when do you see yourself making a decision on school? Are you going to wait it out, or like when do you want to make a decision?
I can't wait too long. But definitely next year, I'm going to probably make a top 5, top 8 or something like that. Top 3, something like that. Probably midway through the season, yeah. I made my decision somewhere close to there. Because I'm not going to wait until the end of the season. That's too late for me. Yeah.
We got to get you on the podcast. Drop a exclusive Jordan Charles is going to.
I don't even know, man.
We'll make it happen, man. Players you like watching?
I'll definitely say Shea for sure. Andrew Nembhard is nice. Shea is like the big one. I'm not gonna lie, cause like his foul baiting is. I'm not gonna lie. I'm trying to get like that.
You trying to get like that?
Yeah. Obviously, like it really depends on the refs, but the way his footwork and stuff like that is nice. Yeah.
What'd you think about his run that he had this past year? First Canadian to win MVP since Steve Nash.
Mm-hmm.
Championship. I feel this guy took away every award. Won ESPYs just now for Best Male Athlete of the Year. Yeah, I don't think he lost any award. Like, what'd you think of just the year he had and kind of what does it mean for you to see, like, another Canadian on a stage like that for the first time in a while?
Yeah, it means a lot. It really just put Canada on the map. Now I hear people saying, yo, Canada got some hitters now because, like, Shea, like, he's basically the best in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
You know, he won finals MVP, won the championship. But it's just, like, it's just crazy to me because back then Canada wasn't really, like, top, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's like, it's getting there. We actually coming. Yeah. Mark Colin.
Yeah. How do you see your game like kind of just transferring or translating to the college level?
I feel like I'll translate pretty good because Canada obviously is more like U19 was more like controlled and paced.
Yeah.
It's more like college. You know what I mean? Because they're setting up plays. Obviously there's transition, but there's not a lot of transition in FIBA. It's more like slow. You know what I mean? And that's like kind of like college. Obviously, there's bits and moments and stuff like that where it's fast, you know? But the main thing is just like slow, controlled. Every possession has to be a good possession. Mm-hmm. So I feel like my game will translate pretty good. I'm actually excited to go to college.
Yeah. Are you more, like, obviously, you're about to play your final year of high school. Mm-hmm. Are you like just looking forward to college? Like, what's that like going into your final year?
Obviously, I want to go to college, but I have to stay focused what's ahead of me. I can't think of the future. I'm in the present. You know what I mean? So I just have to finish this year strong, go kill everyone in front of me, like I said, and then I should be good, make my decision, go to college, and I'll be excited.
What are you hoping for in your last year of high school to accomplish or just, like, any goals?
I want to get ranked. That's my main thing. I want to get ranked. If I don't get ranked, it's cool. Yeah. Like, rankings really don't mean anything because in college, it all resets, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, that's my big goal. I want to get ranked and then just obviously pick up more scholarships.
Yeah. So I feel like if anybody watched FIBA U19, they'd be like, how the hell is this brother not ranked?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a Canadian thing, I feel like, mm-hmm. too, right? Like, Miles is ranked, but I feel like it took a while for him to get to that point, sure. Right?
He also been in America for a long time.
So they know him, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else, other guys. Like, Rakeem also, like, I don't think he's ranked, right?
Yeah.
And he's good. Like, It's a stigma, I feel like, for Canadians. It's hard to, but what you guys have been building, I feel like Arizona's been.
Sure. Ever since we went to Arizona, people are starting to know our name now.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
What do people not know about Jordan Charles? Like, if I seen Jordan Charles, I mean, obviously you play basketball, but what's Jordan Charles like off the court?
I'm just like I'm a chill guy, but like I be having my moments where like I be goofy.
Yeah.
You know? I'm kind of a troll.
Yeah.
I be trolling. Yeah.
Are you on Twitter? Like, what do you mean troll? Like,
just like trolling, people. Not even like social media wise, just like trolling people, you know, like just keep like poking the bear. You basically. Yeah. You know
I see the antics on the court too. I see a little coming out when I'm trolling.
Yeah. I be trolling people. I don't know. That's what just gets me excited, gets me happy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Messing with your friends. Messing with your friends. What you
Yeah, for sure. I'll be doing like dances, not TikTok dances. I'll be doing the TikTok dances, but like
you could go viral for that.
I know, I could, but I'm not like a big dancer. Or like, yo, you know,
where'd you get that
on the
from?
Stage.
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
Definitely not my brother. He cannot dance.
Yeah,
not my brother. Maybe my mom or
your mom,
my dad.
Yeah.
Probably my mom though. I don't even know.
Yeah,
but and I can play the piano just a little bit.
Ooh,
a little bit.
What? Like, is it the Kanye, the doo,
no,
doo,
no.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but nah. I'm not like the greatest. I can't play no song, but I can do like a little 1-2. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Best food spots. You're from Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
Best food spots. Put me on right now. If I'm going to Scarborough right now, if I'm driving by, what spot am I going to? Because I have homies that tell me spots, but I'm like, I'm not from Scarborough like that.
I'm not gonna lie. It's kind of basic.
Don't tell me the club.
Nah, that's kind of basic. But one thing when I'm in Arizona that I be missing in Canada, Osmos. I'm telling you.
You're sick.
Osmos.
You know, Miles exactly. Miles
Osmos is the greatest food alive, I'm telling you.
I can't believe you.
Bro, Osmos is so good.
No.
I don't understand.
I was hoping you weren't going to say that. What is it about Osmos? Miles said it last time I spoke to him, mm-hmm. and now you're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
What is up with Osmos? You guys need a sponsorship, dude. That should be your first NIL deal.
Bro,
Osmos.
I don't know. I actually told Team Canada, because they're like, what sponsorship do you want?
Yeah.
You know, what would be like your dream sponsorship? I say Osmos. I had to say Osmos. Osmos is one of the best foods. I don't know what it is, because like I be getting the chicken on the sticks.
Yeah.
It's like fries or like chicken. Bro, I don't know what the sauce, I don't know what it is, but it be hidden.
Say when you touch down in Toronto, that's the first thing I get.
I promise you. First thing I get.
That's crazy.
Like, as soon as I come off the flight, I walk to Osmos because I actually live close to Osmos. I was like 3 minutes away, walking distance.
Yeah.
It's right across the street. So, bro, I be getting Osmos, I promise you.
Would you pop out in a commercial for Osmos?
100%. 100%. If I'm getting free Osmos, oh, I'm definitely popping on the commercial. 100%.
This is too much promotion for Osmos. Osmos needs to sponsor this podcast too. Like, this is way too much. I've heard too much about Osmos. Mm. They need to tap in. But any other spots? Have you heard of Milky Way?
Nah, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, that's the Scarborough thing. I think.
I don't even know. I don't really be trying new spots like that. So I don't even know a lot of spots.
Just Osmos.
I only know like the Osmos. That's all I be getting.
Man, my guy Jordan, can't thank you enough. Tell me, after Peach Jam, what does the next few weeks like look like for you?
After this Peach Jam, I'm gonna go to Canada to see the family. You know,
what was the last time you were back?
I think it was like a month ago.
Yeah,
cause I went to Team Canada.
Nice.
So I seen them there for a little bit. I think 1 or 2 weeks, but I'm gonna go back. See the family again, cause I'm not really in Canada a lot, so go back, see the family, get better at basketball, be in the gym, and then after go back to school.
Yeah. How long you been in the city for? You know,
I think like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You playing in the Jane and Finch Classic?
I'm definitely gonna pop out over there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna pop out for sure. I might play a couple of games. I don't know if I'm gonna play the whole like every single game, cause I have to let my body rest, cause. Yeah.
I was going to say, because this might be the last year, right, for you to play.
Last year. I'm definitely going to play a couple games, though, for sure.
Okay.
But I'm going to let my body rest a little bit.
Are you convinced of the other guys? Because I remember watching Paul and Rakeem play last year.
Yeah.
Are you telling them, are they trying to play too?
I think that like, they're on the same mindset as me, like, yo. Because they've been going at, like, day after day after day after day, every single day playing basketball. So, yeah, they're just like, yo, my body needs to rest a little bit. But they're definitely gonna pop up for a couple games. Yeah. So
it'd be cool if seeing all you guys come back playing on a run together.
Mm-hmm. It'll be exciting.
Good reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take over the Jane Finch Classic. That'll be fun. My guy Jordan, man, I can't thank you enough for jumping on the podcast, chatting with me, take me through your whole journey. And yeah, man, I feel like you're one of the names people should know, should talk about, and we'll be discussing, I feel like, a lot, especially when college basketball rolls around, when you get there. Especially in this last year, I feel like what you guys are going to accomplish at Arizona is going to be. Mm-hmm. We're going to be watching what you guys are going to accomplish at maybe Chipotle. I don't know what's going to happen.
Probably Chipotle. I'm not going to lie. We've been getting closer every single year. Like last year, I mean, no, like, what was it, 2 years ago? We actually, I think we went 1-11. We won one game.
Yeah.
But then after we're leading in EYBL, Scholastics, Chipotle.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can win it this year.
Yeah.
But we have to see how it goes. There's a lot of good teams too.
Yeah. I didn't even ask you about Basketball Without Borders. You're rocking the shirt right now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All-Star Weekend. I feel like that was another also coming out party for you, man. I feel like everything you every stage that you've been on, you've been showing out.
Yeah.
Basketball Without Borders, anywhere else. Where can people find you?
You can find me on my IG, Sharpshooter J, Twitter, Jordan Charles. Pretty much it. Yeah, those two spots you can find me. Basketball Borders was a great experience, actually. It was nice. I was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. We actually went to the All-Star game.
Yeah.
It was nice. I seen all the NBA players, LeBron, Che, Wemby, all them. But yeah. Yo, I didn't know they were that tall.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I thought they were, like, a little, you know, not too short, but obviously, like, like 6'8".
But Wemby's
like,
different. Wemby's like, yeah, he's, you look up, you're like, this guy's an alien.
He's tall. Like, yeah. He's actually very, very tall. Yeah. And he could dribble and shoot. So, like, I don't know. Hopefully, when I get in the league, I get to play him.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's your dream matchup?
LeBron. I'm going to play LeBron. I'm not going to lie.
He might be gone by then, though.
He actually might. He might. If it's not Bron, Bronny. James family has to get it. I'm
has to
cry.
Get it, huh?
Yeah.
So you want that matchup.
I need to try one of the James.
Yeah. Man. My guy, Jordan, I can't thank you enough, like I said, for joining the podcast. A name you should be watching. A rising talent coming out of Canada. Jordan, man. We're in Augusta, Georgia, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tapping. These gyms are cold, but...
Super cold.
But it's been fun watching you guys hoop and see how the rest of the weekend turns out. And yeah, if you guys already tap into the Canadian Basketball Show, we're on IG at the Canadian Basketball Show. We're at TikTok, Canadian Basketball Show. Twitter, the CBS Pod. Tap in and tap in with Jordan Charles. And yeah, it's been the Canadian Basketball Show, your go-to spot for the latest news, stories, and analysis. We out.
Thank you for having me.